We'd like to thank you very much, and thanks to Roger this evening for his kindness in allowing us just to share for a moment or two. I didn't plan to be with you this evening, but Providence brought changes to my plans this afternoon, and it's our privilege to be with you tonight. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, we read at verses 1 to 4, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Well, the Bible shows us in these verses a direct line from governing authorities through to religious liberty down to opportunities for sharing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the reality is that a government in a nation, that rulers and judges in a nation, can make it harder or make it easier for Christian believers to live according to God's word. They can make it harder or easier for Christian believers to share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in public. And when you look at church history down through the centuries, you can see examples of that, where governing authorities have made it harder or easier for believers to live godly lives. And most of you will be well aware of the case of Asher's Baking Company. They were asked last year to design a cake in support of same-sex marriage. They politely declined to take that order, and they now find themselves taken to court by the Equality Commission in Belfast. And the court hearing has been going on for the last 2 days, on Thursday and on Friday. We were in court along with the Christian Institute's legal team and with the MacArthur family. The case was presented both by our opponents, by the Equality Commission and its barrister, and by the Christian Institute and our legal team. And the hearing is not quite finished. We have to go back, God willing, to the county court tomorrow morning in Belfast. Do continue to pray about that. If you've watched the news on Thursday night or read the newspapers on Friday morning, you will have observed the reporting of the Equality Commission side of the case. So it was not looking quite so favourable towards Asher's Baking Company. But if you read yesterday morning's papers or listened to Friday evening's news, Asher's opportunity to present their side of the case was given during the day on Friday, and so you may have seen a stronger case put, and that will continue, God willing, tomorrow morning. Do pray regarding that. It is unlikely that the judgment will be given tomorrow. We think and expect that the judge will take several weeks to reach her verdict. So do pray for that lady. Pray that the Lord would speak to her, that she would continue to give a fair hearing, and she would reach a just ruling, because this case will set a precedent for other Christian believers in other areas of business in our province. I'm grateful to you. I know that you're a praying people. I spoke at your midweek here, I think about 8 years ago, and I do know that some of you receive our prayer letters, and you do remember those issues that the Christian Institute is contending in. Can I thank you for doing that? We need the prayers of God's people to do the work we do. We're in a spiritual battlefield. Myself, my colleagues were the same as you, sinners saved by God's grace and his mercy, and we need his power to keep us from falling and to guard us and protect us in the work. So thank you for doing that. And obviously, as has been said, we have the privilege of having Hazel Mary Bull with us from Cornwall, a bed and breakfast owner. Hazel Mary found herself in the court along with her husband in England over the last 5 years because of her stand in her B&B, which is her own home. The double bedrooms are only available to married couples, rightly so, because of the teachings of Scripture on marriage. And Hazel Mary and her husband find themselves having to pay a £3,600 fine and saw their case go through the county court, the Court of Appeal, and the Supreme Court in London. And it's a privilege to have her with us, and she wished to say a word.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I want to thank those of you that have been praying for us, because this has been going on for such a long time. And I've been so surprised, both Pete and myself. Pete would have been here this evening. Pete desperately wanted to be here today, but he's not well, so he's had to stay at the hotel for the day and rest up. And he sends his love and his apologies. And along with me, he would thank you for the prayers that you've given us, because if you stop praying, we'd fall over. We're not so good at the pious side of Christianity. We're just an ordinary couple doing our job at the hotel, not a Christian hotel, but a hotel run by Christians, because we always had an opportunity for outreach there. So we never wanted to restrict it to Christians only. And that way we knew we were running a risk. That way we knew that we would turn, and we have over the 29 years we've been there, we've turned away hundreds of couples that weren't married. Some nights we would go to bed with every one of the bedrooms beautifully turned out and not a single soul staying with us, when other hotels had no vacancies up, simply because everybody who'd come to us was in a partnership and not a marriage. And we can see now where all this was leading, because at least when we did go into court, we weren't compromised. And the first couple that ever gave us any difficulty were these two men when they came along. Everyone else, the hundreds of other couples, had just accepted that that was our policy and they were content with it. So I do want to thank you for all that you've done. You're part of the team. And I see now that you can transfer those prayers or extend those prayers to the MacArthurs, because I've spent some time with them and I know what they're going through, and I know that they're very upset and very nervous, but at the same time, they're stubbornly immovable on the word of God. And I admire their strength and they're clinging like limpets to the word of God. And I'm just hoping, like everyone else, that the judiciary in this province will see sense. Thank you.